Right, hello. Welcome to URY. My name's James Blake, and I'm here with George O'Hanlon for an interview. How are you doing, George?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So for people who don't know you, just tell me a bit about yourself and your music.
So I'm George O'Hanlon, and I'm a songwriter as well, and gigging musician. Like an alternative rock is probably where it would sit.
So not quite in the pop spectrum, but also not like completely out there.
I'd say.
Cool. What are some of your musical influences? Because I know you mentioned in a different interview that you were a big Tom York fan.
Yeah. So I love Radiohead. I love Nirvana and Jeff Buckley, and obviously more recently Sam Fender.
Yeah.
Really great. Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of Sam Fender, you recently released a new track. It's called How Are You Feeling? And I would describe it as a nostalgic, airy indie rock track. And it's got hints of artists like Sam Fender and the Vistas. I was wondering if you would tell me a little bit about the writing and the production process of the track.
So for the track, I had the riff for a while. And we went away to do a week of recording at a residential studio. Yeah. And I had all these ideas that I'd had, you know, little voice memos, little bits we'd recorded, little demos and stuff. And we just started listening through to all of them. And that one, we went in the room and just started tracking it. And it was, I think, written, fully in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we sort of finished it off. And it was a very productive
Would you describe your process as very natural? Like you sort of sit down with an instrument and you sort of work towards an idea through that sort of sense, rather than like taking a like long thought out approach?
I think it varies really. I think if there's an idea that I think needs more of a interesting instrumental, then it's a different process to trying to have something that's just in your face, a bit rocky, and the lyrics
because your sound definitely varies, doesn't it?
And I think even more so it will, I think, just because my first EP that I put out now is a lot of stuff that I wrote when I was a lot younger. So I think it's for me is getting all these new stuff that I've been doing mixed in with some of the older stuff that I've had. And there is always going to be a sort of, the songs that are more sort of acoustic folky and the songs that are more, but I think you've got to strike a balance somewhere.
So you say about your older stuff, do you find that like as you're growing up, you're growing as an artist and your sound is almost changing with that?
I think yes and no. I think I still write songs that are less rocky, but I think now I've had the opportunity to be playing more and going out and gigging. It's just more what I find more fun to do live, and what everyone else enjoys more is having moments for those slower songs, but being able to
I'll get onto gigging in a second, but so you recently had the opportunity to record a stripped back version of How Are You Feeling at Abbey Road, and I was sort of wondering how that came about and what was it like recording in a place that's had been the home to so many like legendary musicians over the years.
Yeah, so it was the 90th anniversary session I did for them. And that came about, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure how that did come about, but they were doing, 90th anniversary stuff. And, I was, went there we did three acoustic versions there actually. So there's more to come out, on that. It was a great day. I really you know, enjoyed it at Abbey Road. It's quite an experience to work in, work with those people, even if it wasn't a full production, but you see how the cogs work. It's, yeah, it's great. Just, you go on a little walk around there and you see everything.
Yeah, take it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the piano in the video, that's the studio's piano, isn't it? So that would have been the one that the Beatles would have recorded on at some point, I believe.
I would imagine that's possible.
Yeah. I think that's I'm not 100% on that fact, but I've been, that was one of the bits that might be true, but we'll see. But you have a headline gig coming up. It's at the Camden Assembly on the 26th of April. And for people who've never seen you live, because you're quite new to the gigging space, I would say, what kind of night out can they expect?
Well, I think I'm new to the whole thing, really. You know, so there's, I've only been releasing since April last year. So yeah, and the gigs we've had so far, I think this one's on a Tuesday evening, so I don't think it'll be as much of a party as other ones have been, but it'll be fun nonetheless. I just stepping up the gigging, really, and playing faster is my plan for this year.
And, brilliant.
My
friend Adam, one of the questions he always asks in interviews is, if someone sees you at a gig, what pint should they buy you if they want to get you a pint?
Guinness.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Brilliant. I'm going to move on to some more foodie topics. It's pancake day today, and I just want to know, this will become relevant, don't worry. It's pancake day today, and I want to know, what is your ultimate pancake toppings?
Ultimate? What would I choose? I mean, I'm pretty bland when it comes to, I'll just go for lemon and sugar, really, but I don't think I could experiment any more with it, really. I thought earlier, I was thinking about people putting ham and pineapple on a pancake, and I just suddenly, because I was thinking earlier about the pizza, you know, everyone has that thing about pizzas. Yeah. But I wonder whether that could be some sort of controversial debate. Ham and pineapple pancakes. I don't know. I'll go with that.
Being a student, I know some people who. You get a lot of like very interesting meals that happen. Someone out there's definitely tried ham and pineapple pizza, surely. Not ham and pineapple, ham and pineapple pancakes.
I mean,
and just to get it out of the way, ham and pineapple pizza, yes or no, or in between?
I don't really eat meat, so I haven't been in the in that predicament.
So I'll dig a bit deeper. Are there any new things in the works that you can talk about right now, or what's sort of coming up for George O'Hanlon in the future?
So I'm looking forward to festivals this year. Everything that's hopefully is, you know, loads more to do. Hopefully go on another tour before the end of the year, and hoping to release, you know, more music before the summer in a sort of body of work, and then again more towards the end of the year.
So potentially an album, or more moving in like the EP kind of space?
No, not yet. Just just sort of a small group of songs, like another EP, that sort of thing. And really just getting back in and keeping recording and keeping putting stuff out and keeping gigging. Keeping me busy, really.
And if you were to give any advice to younger musicians, perhaps like you 5 years ago, what would you say?
I would just say finish the song. Finish every song that you write. Start writing, basically. That's what I'd say to myself, because I think it took me a while to do that, to have like loads of half done ideas and loads of voice memos. And I think that's the thing, is like you record an idea and you don't finish it. And then you have like 20 seconds of like a really good thing that you can never get back in the zone to do in the same way. I mean, you can, but it'll never be how it would have been if you'd done it.
Yeah.
So yeah, do the thing in the moment.
Live in the moment, finish the songs.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, that's basically all the questions that I've got for you at the moment. Is there anything else that you want to promote or talk about while we're here? Anyone you want to shout out on the small space that is University Radio?
Yeah, I don't know that there is, but I don't really think so. I think we're
brilliant.
Good. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Well, it was lovely talking to you. Really like the new track. It's really cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you put out more.